When we're telling stories, we're looking for those universal themes, what I call universal truths with a capital T, that regardless of where you are in the world, you know it. People know super. They know love, desire, betrayal, achievement, fear. And so when we tell our stories, paying attention to those universal truths, then we will resonate with people and their experiences.
Welcome to Super Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Shahid Durrani. Today we have with us Diane Wisga. Diane has helped professionals take their story from a message only they could hear to the published world, the courtroom, the hospitals, board meetings, the airwaves, and more. Stories that swayed juries, built markets, spread ideas, changed things. Today, she helps women become successful original story creators to connect with, engage, and live in their audience, to enliven their audience to action while transforming the lives of those they serve. Welcome to our show, Diane.
Thank you, Shahid. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Oh, no, it's great. I know we had some technical issues in the past, so grateful that we finally made it.
Third time's the charm.
Yes, yes. So speaking of yes, can you share a story how yes changed everything in your past?
I can. There was a time when I asked for a fresh start. So be careful what you ask for, because you most likely will get it.
Get it.
And in the space of 9 months, I lost my mother because of a cancer misdiagnosis. Ooh. I lost my marriage because of my husband's year-long affair with fill in the blank. And I lost my law firm position because the firm merged with another one and there wasn't room for all of the associates. And so my life was pretty much dried. You could have snapped my life like a dry twig. And I was there for a long time. But then I got a call from a friend of a friend who said that she needed a keynoter. And she understood that was something that I could do and do well for this conference. And I didn't want to go. I didn't want to meet her for lunch. There was no way that I was interested at all. No way, no how. However, she would be driving 4 hours round trip from where she lived because she thought it was that important. And she was the friend of a friend. So I crawled out of bed. And I went to meet her for lunch. And we had lunch. It was a wonderful lunch. And she pitched this idea of retaining me as a keynoter. And I said, no, I'm not who you want. I can't do this. Don't have it. Thank you very much for lunch and go back home. And she said to me, I know where you are. You are in the valley of death. And scripture says that you are supposed to walk through the valley of death. You are not supposed to build a brick house, put up a fence, and lay out a garden. And so she said, starting today, you are walking through, and I'll be waiting for you on the other side. And that was the change. That was the yes. That was when I said,
that was a deep
yes.
Deep message to leave you with.
It was that, but more importantly, it was an awareness of where I was. And I share that story because my first question is, what did she see? What did she understand? But the farther away I've gotten from that experience, the more I understand that my story is her story, and it's all of women's stories, meaning that there are times in our life where we feel like we can't put one foot in front of the other. And someone comes along and says, I believe you can, because I've been where you are, and I know the way out. And so when we're telling stories, we're looking for those universal themes, what I call universal truths with a capital T, that regardless of where you are in the world, you know it. super. People know super. They know love, desire, betrayal, achievement, fear. And so when we tell our stories, paying attention to those universal truths, then we will resonate with people and their experiences. And my hope is that as I became a stronger and stronger storyteller, I wanted to do for others with my story what that woman did for me at that time. Mm-hmm. And yes, I went on to be her keynote speaker, and that was the path and the road. Nice. That's when I had to make a choice and pay attention to the consequences of that choice, which meant no more hiding in bed. You had to say yes.
Yeah. Yes. Amazing. Great share. Mm-hmm. I like that. You are definitely a good storyteller.
Thank you. It's a good story.
So you work with women specifically to help them discover their authentic stories. Can you share a go-to method to bring out those untold stories that may be buried within?
Yes. Yes. And I tend to work with professional women just because that's what we gravitate to each other like filings to a magnet. Mm-hmm. And I find that most women feel that they don't have a story to tell, or that the story that they have to tell as professional women is lame. So what? And so we have to start at the place of, okay, everyone has a story and you have a story. You just don't know the words to the story, and someone's got to listen it out of you. And the way to begin with that, I was taught by a story mentor decades ago. And he said, the story you want to tell, you just need someone to listen it out of you. And that has never left me, because that's a very guiding statement. It's not directing. It says the person who's telling the story, they're empowered. They're the ones who have the story. They're the ones who have the voice. They're the ones who have the words. And my job is to listen it out of them. So one of the places we start is what I call an archaeological dig on your life. And so an origin story, think of an origin story as, in the corporate world, people might call it a personal brand story. I call it an origin story because it shares with us something about how you got from there to here. So if I was going to ask you, we're in a better position to say, okay, this is where the story begins. Let's start to listen it out. The archaeological dig is the way to do that. We're looking back at the story of where you came from so that we can begin to craft how you got from there to here. And so to close the loop on that, the story that I shared with you helps me explain to people how come I became a storyteller. It shares how I got from there to here and why I think that helping others with story is what I was put here to do.
That's an amazing realization, like finding your purpose. And at times it can be easier said than done for many people. They may ask these questions to themselves and they might not get the answer they're looking for, even get anything that they may think that's worth telling. But when they're with someone else and they share the story, it could make a bigger impact on them, because they might realize together that they have something special. That's where we're going with this.
You're absolutely right. You are. And it's because we are speaking our story, our truth aloud. Mm. Now it becomes real. And there's a novelist by the name of Zora Neale Hurston. She wrote a book called Their Eyes Were Watching God. And in that novel, there's a line. It goes, there's no greater burden than carrying an untold story. And so when we begin to share our stories, and they could be big, they could be small, they could be some secret, they could be some achievement, it doesn't matter. But when we share the stories, the person listening to us will probably say, what? You too? I thought I was the only one. And so what we're doing is, as you said, it's our human connection. It's the way that we are meeting up with each other.
Yes, Diane said. Can you share how someone could work with you potentially? Meaning if they don't feel comfortable going all out, is there baby steps they can take with you, like an initial call where you can dig to find out some information and say, okay, from here, we need to meet again. Is that the type of process you provide, or can you elaborate more on how you work with people initially?
That's an excellent question. Thank you. So I offer a 45-minute free story startup session, and it's an opportunity for a potential client, myself, to get together on Zoom or a phone call so I can learn a little bit more about what do you want to do? How come it's important to you? And what are you willing to do to bring that about? If there is potential after that, then I also offer a paid 60 or 90 minute conversation. And that in that space, we drill down a little bit more on four questions about what you want, why it's important to you, how you think you're going to get there, what you can do. And so based on that and how well we work together, then I offer, okay, we can work together for some months, we can work together for a year. It really depends. It really depends on the client and
that's
what it is that they want to accomplish. And so on my podcast, Stories from Women Who Walk, usually Wednesdays on WIDBY, I offer some ideas about what communication challenges women might be experiencing so that they can read something and go, oh, okay, that fits me. That looks like me. I want to pitch an idea. I try to tell people what I do and why it matters, but it's all mucked up. It's so every person wants to tell a story and why, so that we are seen, heard, understood, and listened to. I think that's all any human being wants. And then when we have that power for ourselves, we can turn around and understand and listen out someone else's story.
And those two plans, the 45-minute and the 60 to 90-minute, would you mind sharing if there's a cost or what the cost is?
So the 45-minute session is free, and you can get to that by going to my website, so quartermoonstoryarts.net, and there's a place where you can sign up for that free 45-minute session, and we'll arrange that. And once that's done, then we'll make a decision about whether to go to a paid 60 or 90 minute session. And that paid session is tiered. So I have a lower end spread and a higher end spread, but it falls in line with what other, I'm not a coach, but I'll say it falls in line with what other coaches ask for on an hourly basis.
Okay. Very good. That's good that you allow that ease of approaching you, because I know there's people in the audience that hear these things and they never even take a step and they might miss out on a wonderful opportunity. So that's why it came to heart to ask you that. And I had a feeling that your world is very comfortable. So I had to bring that out in the open.
Thank you. Yes, it's designed that way. I don't think anybody else offers 45-minute discovery chats. But for me, it's important because that way there's something I do to prepare ahead of time. I have questions that I ask, and then we have the conversation. And then after that, there's more notes and exercises. So people get a lot of value in 45 minutes of free time. And then after that, we make a decision together about how to collaborate.
And you have an email list that you send regular emails as well?
Newsletter? We do. In fact, what I do is a little bit different. I offer a free news audio letter, and that comes out, I'd say, every now and again. I just posted one the early part of February. It's a 12-minute listen, and it's designed to offer storytelling tips and techniques and understanding for people who want to do more. And it's also nice to get something, and you can look at it yourself and then say, I'd like to work with Diane because this has sparked my imagination.
Yeah, of course. And Diane, can you add me to that list if you don't mind?
I can absolutely do that. It would be my honor.
Thank
yes.
you. So,
yes, I will do
thank
that.
Thank you. So regarding vulnerability, especially in storytelling, since COVID, a lot more people are becoming incredibly comfortable with it. In pre-COVID, I think it was very uncomfortable for many people to take advantage of this superpower, because sharing your vulnerabilities really helps you connect with others on a human-to-human level, where the ego is not yes. in the driver's seat, but more the soul-to-soul is. When someone is sharing vulnerability to create that deeper connection, are there any tips that you can share how they could uncover such vulnerabilities that may leave an impact on someone else's life?
Boy, more great questions. Yes. So to begin with, we don't need to share some deep, dark secret, and probably better mm-hmm. that we don't in the beginning, especially yeah. unless we, I know, really, you don't just want to go, hello, here I am. No, it's yeah. better to find something small. You can talk about, for example, what it felt like to you to be inside during COVID. How was that for you? How did that change how you related to your business, to your family, to your partners? How was that for you? And that is saying to someone, we've all experienced a global pandemic, and this is how I responded to it. What about you? So that's a way to do it. If you are going to share something a little deeper, like the story that I opened our conversation with, then you must have done your work on that. And by that, I mean understanding, whether it's through therapy, but understanding what it is that you want to say, to whom you want to say it, and how come you want to say it. And so I've told that story before. When you asked about it, I knew where I was going with it and why I wanted to share it with you, because it informed the how did I get from there to here being a storyteller. One tip that I would suggest is that start by writing the story of yourself as a main character, but put yourself in the third person, because we're very uncomfortable saying I, me, mine. But if you were to write your story about this character as if she was someone else, and then you can put attributes and characters to her, and you want to be asking, who is she? What makes her different? What does she want? What does she desire? What does she long for? What is standing in her way? What will she go through to get it? And once she has it, then what? So those would be starting places of going into your story. And the last thing I would say is, if you're structuring a story, be easy on yourself. Everything is a draft until it's not. You can keep working on it, but in the beginning, write. And the best two best tips I have from teaching is write by hand. And the reason I suggest, we don't know what a pen and piece of paper is anymore. We type on our computers, but our computers and our keyboards remove us from the story. If we write with a pen down mm-hmm. on paper and we're writing our story down that way,
yes.
we have a more intimate relationship with the story. We're slowing ourselves down. We're not going clickety-clack. And we have the opportunity to embed the story more closely in our brain. That's tip number one. And tip number two is, whatever you're writing, read it out loud. You can read it to your cat. You can read it to your partner. Read it to yourself in an open room. But read it out loud, because we hear and see things differently when we read them versus when we hear them. And when we are reading our words out loud, then we can see where the hiccups are, where it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of information, but it all works.
No, that's good.
It all works to get your story
done. Excellent, Dad. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that. That point that you mentioned about being accustomed to typing and losing that connection because what is so true, even when we work with clients, the default state is that we do a lot of journaling, right, in our work when we're shifting paradigms. And the nature is to start typing. And we always tell them that, listen, you got to shift that and start writing to connect more with where that is coming from. And you're writing it. Exactly. You need to connect more while you're writing. It's a very artistic thing to do. And then art has a very close connection to your heart as well. So when you're writing, scripting, for example, your thoughts or your feelings, they penetrate your subconscious a lot better.
I could not have said that any better. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, that means a lot from you. So I have a lot to learn. But it was great to have you on a show, Diane. It's wonderful speaking to you. Your calmness is contagious and it's very much appreciated. If you have anything in the future that you wanted to come back on the show and discuss, please do. Because this kind of topic, obviously, we can talk for a very long time. And there's so many different areas that we can start discussing.
Thank you so much. I hope that this was of use to your listeners and anyone who wants further help.
I feel it was.
They can reach out to me on LinkedIn. Good. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me too.
All your information.
And I will get that new.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We chat a lot on LinkedIn already.
I'll get that letter to you. I know. We're practically neighbors.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thank you so very much.
I love that. I love the fact that whoever comes on the show, we build this relationship like friends, because at the end of the day, life is so short. Trying to figure out other people's intentions and all that kind of stuff, it wastes so much precious energy. If you just lead with heart and you just connect with people and expecting anything, just there, just present, and you get so much done and so much more connection, so much more value, and where we can impact a lot more people that way. It's not just me anymore. It's us. So great to have you, and keep in touch.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye for now.
My pleasure.